The Riftwalker by Clay and Susan Griffith. This production is brought to you by Buzzy Multimedia Audiobooks and is read to you by James Marsters.
Chapter 1. The vineyards were dying. Overripe grapes lay rotting on the ground, fermenting in their own juices, leaking their sugars into the earth. Black flies hovered like thick veils on the sweating fruit, while trellised vines looked down on the streets of Freiburg that were empty, save for a woman being escorted toward the local inn, her face drenched in fear. The man beside her, holding her arm, was stone-faced, but fear also filled his eyes. He refused to look at the woman as she pulled back, trying to extricate her arm.
"Please," she cried. "There was some mistake. I'm not next."
"Yes, you are," was his harsh reply. "Your name was chosen by the committee. Think of it this way. What you do today may save the rest of us."
"We're all dead. You're just prolonging the inevitable."
"Maybe, but better a few more days than none at all."
"A few days for you."
She cast him a scathing glare full of spite and struggled harder, but could not escape. Another man and a woman came out of the tavern to help pull her along.
"Volker, you must stop this."
A thin, aging man with reddish-blonde hair ran toward the group, desperate and angry, stepping purposefully in front of them.
"This is none of your concern, Matthias."
Volker turned furiously on the older man, but Matthias held his ground.
"Then take me instead. Let her go."
"They don't want you,"
Volker sneered.
"They want a woman."
With that, they dragged her to the inn, closing the door and sealing them inside the building. The interior was dark and stank of stale ale, sweat, and something more pungent. Men and women slumped dejectedly in chairs. All were filthy and weak.